I'm Kristen Audifee, and this is an IoT project built using a Raspberry Pi 2 Model B. A tilt sensor here, three LEDs, three resistors, and a bunch of wires and breadboard. And so basically the idea is that once the tilt sensor senses that it's being tilted, the blue light comes on. And at every 5 seconds or so that we can set in the code, the green light comes on to check if the blue light is on or if the tilt is being tilted. And finally, the red light will come on after a certain number of tilts have been sensed. Right now it's set to 2. And so if the red light comes on, that means we've maximized our number of tilts, and it's going to send a notification using an Azure Logic app to currently myself, an email with my Office 365 account. And this is all done using an Azure IoT Hub, which has a stream analytics job watching it. So anytime there's a piece of data that comes into the IoT Hub, it sends, using the stream analytics job, the data over to a queue. And then the Logic app is watching the queue, and it knows to send the notification. And so this was built using a Windows 10 UWP app. All the code is available online on GitHub. And so this is a video that kind of shows how to get the project set up and working and how to find all the connection strings and getting the Azure stuff all set up. So I hope you enjoy. Hey, so let's jump in. We're going to log in at portal.azure.com. And I'm already logged in here. If you don't have an account, you can feel free to sign up at azure.microsoft.com. And first thing here is to create a new IoT Hub. So I'm just going to do a quick search for IoT Hub in the marketplace, and that's going to return back a few different results. First one is IoT Hub that we want to create. So clicking that button, it's going to spin up a little form for us. And here you want to pick a name that's best for you or best for your company. I'm going to pick Kristen Audifee IoT Hub. I know it's unique. I know nobody else has it. I've never used it before. Change my pricing tier to free because I don't need all the extra perks that come with the paid ones for this particular project. And I'm going to establish a new resource group called IoT and change location to East US. And so this is going to be where we send our messages initially from our device. And so that's going to take a second to spin up, and we'll see it loading here. And so when you're picking the names for the IoT Hub, you just kind of want to pick names that make sense for you for the name of the IoT Hub and the resource group. And the same kind of goes for all the things you spin up in Azure. So we're good to go. Next thing here is just going to be downloading this package, this code from github.com/kaudifee/tiltsensor. And I'm just going to download the zip file and then extract this. And once that's downloaded, I'm going to spin up this tiltsensor.solution file. And that's going to take just a second. And so basically here, we're just going to kind of get our project set up and we'll connect it to our Raspberry Pi later. And so when this first loads in Visual Studio, there's just going to be a bunch of errors because it's missing a lot of packages. And so really we just need to kind of rebuild it to pull in those packages. So I'm going to right click on the project and build. So that's going to take a second, but all of these red lines, all of these errors that are showing up should go away as long as it returns successfully. And it does. So we're good to go. The next thing is a little tricky, so I'm going to rename the file azureiothub.cs that came with the GitHub files. And I'm going to add a connected service of the IoT Hub. And so when I do that, it's actually going to create another azureiothub.cs file. And I want one particular string of information out of this file, and then I want to get rid of it and rename our other file back. So while this is connecting, should take just a second. It's going to also spin up this extra little page here. Feel free to read through it. It also adds a bit of information associated with your IoT Hub. But really, we just are after this one string that we're going to paste into our local settings file. And that's going to be device connection string. And so now I can delete this other Azure IoT Hub file, rename the original one back to azureiothub.cs. And I just wanted to do that to make sure nothing got overwritten when adding the connected service. And so just to check we don't have any errors, I'm rebuilding. We should be good to go. Okay, so now it's time to head over to the other Azure portal. And here's where we're going to set up our namespace and our queue to prepare for the Stream Analytics job. So we're going to take all our data from the Azure IoT Hub and we're going to send it to the queue with the Stream Analytics job. So here we're going to go into Service Bus and create a new namespace. And once again, you know, pick a name that works best for you, something that hasn't been taken before. Keep the messaging as, keep type as messaging. And I'm going to change my messaging tier down to basic. I think it's a little cheaper. And of course, my region is East US. Pretty much everything I do will be in East US because I like things to stay in the same region. So once we have the namespace created, inside of that namespace, we're going to create the queue. And I'll call it Tilt Sensor Queue. And that's going to take just a second to spin up. But once we're there, we're almost done. We're ready for the Stream Analytics job. Okay, so I'm going to jump back over to portal.azure.com to create the Stream Analytics job. I believe you can do the Stream Analytics job in either portal, so we could have stayed in that last portal. But this one is a little bit easier, in my opinion. So doing a quick search for Stream, the second one is Stream Analytics job. So I'm going to create one of those, and I'll call it Tilt Sensor Stream Analytics. And I'm going to start putting things in the Tilt Sensor resource group and change the location to East US. So I like pinning things to my dashboard temporarily while things are deploying and I'm kind of working on that particular project. Just kind of makes things easier to find. But you don't have to. So that shouldn't take too long to get set up. And so in our Stream Analytics job, I need to create an input, an output, a query, and then make sure I start the job. So I'm going to give this input an alias of Tilt Sensor Input. And this will make when I go to add this into the query much easier. And make sure I have it set to an IoT hub for the input. And before I go on and do the output and the query, I'm going to wait while this runs its initial test. And there, it's completed successfully. So now I'm going to move on to the output. I just kind of like to wait so that it has enough time to kind of work out all the things that it needs to work out. And so the output, I'm going to just call Tilt Sensor Output, easy for me. And the sync will be a service bus queue. And I'm going to put it in the Tilt Sensor namespace, find the same queue that I just created. And again, I'm going to wait for the output test to complete successfully. And if it doesn't, we can always just try this again. So for the query, I'm going to keep it almost exactly like the template that comes with starting a new query, except change the into to Tilt Sensor Output and the from to Tilt Sensor Input. And so just saving that quickly, I can close it. And the last thing for Stream Analytics is to start the job. And so you can create custom times for starting the Stream Analytics job. I'm going to go ahead and just start this job now. And this one does take a good minute, so I've sped this part up here. But once this completes successfully, we are ready to connect our Logic app. So the Logic app is in preview now. And so if I do a quick search for Logic or Logic app or something like that, it'll come up, but it will say preview next to it. And so this is a service that helps us to kind of connect our different pieces in Azure or Office 365 or lots of different tools. And so I'm going to call it Tilt Sensor Logic App and put it in the Tilt Sensor Resource Group. And I'm going to change my app service plan to standard. And so this is going to allow the Logic App to run every minute. And so the different plans and the different pricing relates to how often it can be run. And so I believe free tier is once every hour. And so for this particular project, I know I'm not going to have it up and running for too long. So I felt like, running it every minute for a short amount of time was okay. So when it loads, it's going to pop up this designer. And the first thing we select in the designer is the service bus queue. And now it's asking me for my connection details. So I'm going to jump back over to manage.windowsazure.com and find my connection string information and copy and paste that over. So it should be under service bus. And once I go into the Tilt Sensor namespace, down there at the bottom is the connection information. And we can create new policies. I'm, for this demo, just going to copy and paste what is listed all right there. So that's going to create a connection and should just take a second. And I have to type in the name of the queue, which was Tilt Sensor Queue. And so after this, we can hit the plus sign, and then I can connect this queue or this Logic App to my Office 365 account to send emails. There's so many things that you can do with the Logic Apps, and they're adding to them like crazy, so it's wonderful. And for now, I'm just going to send an email to myself. I've already logged into my Office 365 account behind the scenes, so it didn't ask me to log in and stuff. Just give it a subject and a body, and then saving this, and we should be connected and ready. So since this is a Windows 10 Raspberry Pi, I know it's listed right on the display when I boot up a Raspberry Pi what the IP address is. And I've already connected this to the internet, so it's just going to show me the exact information that I need right on boot up. And so it's almost there. So right there, 192.168.1.14. So I'm going to take that IP address that I just found, and I'm going to paste it under Properties, making sure I'm in the Debug tab, and under Remote Machine. And so anytime I click the Start Remote Machine, it should deploy to this Raspberry Pi that's connected to the internet. And just giving that a second to actually get onto the Pi, and there we go, we're running. So the blue LED will come on when it's tilted, and it's sensing the tilt, and the green will check every 5 seconds or so. So we just received our first tilt, and now we're going to go back for the second one. There it is. So once the second one was hit, the red light came on, and that meant the notification was ready to be sent. And so after a little bit of time, remember our Logic App is only checking every minute. So I'm speeding this part up here a second because it's got to go through quite a number of loops to get all the way back to here, to my computer. But there, eventually it does come through in my email that and that's successfully working. So the last thing here is just to kind of make sure that I'm enjoying the project. And so the idea here is that it's a beer sensor. My beer is out sensor. And so after I take two sips, my beer is out, and it's going to send a notification to my boyfriend to tell him to get me a new beer. Thanks for watching. I really hope you enjoy And please feel free to check out my website, kristinodafeet.com. Thank you.